Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 5th of March. US Fed Chair Powell's remarks yesterday shifted markets a little. There was not anything especially new in the comments, which basically repeated what Fed Governor Brainard had said the day before. The US economy is obviously a long way from full employment and the bond market is not disorderly. The year-on-year consumer price inflation rate will spike in the second quarter, but this is something sensible economists will ignore, and it seems as if Powell will ignore it as well. 10-year US Treasury bond yields rose some 0.07 or 0.08% to a little over 1.5%. 1994, this is not. Recent moves in bond yields are economically insignificant. This does set up for the US employment report today, however. The US labour market, and indeed labour markets elsewhere, recovered quickly as soon as restrictions eased after the first wave of lockdowns last year. That was a manufacturing sector-focused bounce. The service sector is still more restricted, and so the bounce back there has not really hit the data. But as restrictions ease, there is the potential for further significant improvements in labour markets. Today, the US is stuck between these two points, and there's a huge amount of uncertainty about today's data. The forecast range for non-farm payrolls change is over 500,000 people wide. However, the risk is probably tilted towards the positive, to the extent that regulations are being ignored and people are adapting to the changed economic circumstances. The data may also underreport actual employment, as the explosion of small business startups that the US has experienced since August are unlikely to be properly accounted for in the numbers. The winter storms and the electricity blackouts in Texas were probably too late in the month to have a major impact on these numbers. OPEC yesterday kept oil production basically stable, which has offered some support to the oil price. It's not an especially significant issue for the global economy at the moment. Oil prices today are roughly at pre-pandemic levels and could be considered broadly appropriate for the level of economic activity that the world economy is likely to experience. Certainly today's oil prices are not economically disruptive. German factory orders were better than expected in January, in spite of restrictions in the economy. This fits with the story of the manufacturing bounce back, as global consumers shift spending from services to goods. However, in a rather shocking turn of events, the previous month's data was not revised up. This almost never happens with German numbers. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.